Dear friends, before I continue last week's program, I need to urge you to go to www.final-call.us after the broadcast, in case you haven't been there, to research what is happening to the King James Bible and all subsequent miscellaneous versions such as the New International Version, etc. The changes include all related books, helpers to understand the scriptures, the concordance, notes in the Bible, lexical aids, etc., etc. This also includes spoken Bibles, keychain Bibles, digital Bibles. In other words, the original version is unavailable anywhere. This information is not shared from preachers who may not have heard about it. If they are aware, they resort to excuses why that cannot be true. Since the change is provable by going into your own Bibles, no matter when they were printed, you'll find it is a fact. This development is also prophesied in Amos chapter 8, verse 11. "Behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." The reason for that is that the word has become unreliable. Unless a preacher has memorized the 1100 plus or minus pages of the original Bible, he risks teaching false doctrine. What that means, time is getting short. Jesus said he's coming when it is darkest spiritually. Many Christians have pinned their hopes on the new president-elect, claiming that God has given us more time before Jesus returns. When asked in an interview after the election was final about Hillary's future, the president-elect stated that he doesn't wish to hurt the Clintons. They are nice people. Same-sex marriages are okay, and the wall became a fence. So friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be included in the coming rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It'll be available on the Cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas-radio.com. Our Father in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for all our sins, to assure us that we can depend on the fact that he paid the penalty for all sins. His last words before he died on the cross were, "It is finished." Father God, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness of my sins. I repent of them so I can become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher and my connection to you, Father God. I know that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me on the inside and assure that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23, verse 6. Remember, God is allowing this to happen. Committed believers are researching and sharing what we need to be aware of. There's still plenty of reliable scripture to learn from. That is the reason for this program. John chapter 10, verse 27 through 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Don't forget, it's on radio, on cephas-radio.com, cephasradio.com. Speaking is Rita Williams of Cephas Ministry Incorporated, a network of 40 websites addressing many social and spiritual issues. We are what our group calls Watchmen. God always had watchmen. A small group of ministries came up about the same time in the early 1990s, sharing and exposing what was going on in churches all over the world. Today we find the final apostasy has become a reality. Spiritual darkness has set in. It is far worse than we have imagined. Since 2012, watchmen are under attack. The administration tells us that we have to change and give up our faith. Even though John chapter 16, verse 33 says that Jesus has overcome the world, at the end in the Revelation 13, verse 7, it revealed Satan, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. That is what we are experiencing. We are not allowed to practice the true gospel today unless we integrate the new laws which are antichrist. To continue where I left off last week, making this distinction sounds like those who understand the parables are a special group who are set aside. If that were the case, why did Jesus have disciples who are to teach the gospel? If all have the opportunity to go to heaven, how can it be changed so people who wish to become believers can understand what is written? Since all human beings have a spirit, which is also called conscience, they have no access to God without the assistance from the Holy Spirit. Man has a spirit that is embedded in the soul. God breathes the soul into a baby with the first breath. That spirit has to be freed from the soul at some point. That is where the Holy Spirit comes in. There are three types of spirits, a person's spirit and evil spirits and the Holy Spirit. Jesus was 100% physical and 100% Holy Spirit. After he was crucified, his spirit was released at Pentecost on those who were present at the celebration, including the disciples. They received tongues of other countries so they could go to other countries and tell the good news in the tongue of the other country and baptize people who wanted to be baptized. Baptism is twofold. After confessing that the individual is a sinner and regrets their sins and is in need of forgiveness, he or she calls on Jesus Christ to forgive their sins because he is the only one who can forgive sins. He or she is immersed in water completely, symbolizing getting cleaned up. Hands are laid on them to receive the Holy Spirit. Since Jesus is called on, he personally imputes the Holy Spirit from the spiritual realm, and the person is born again. It means that the baptized person who received the Holy Spirit is a new creature, literally. The Holy Spirit moves into the heart of the person and begins to witness to the person's spirit what Jesus Christ, their new Lord, and what he expects of this new creature who has become the baby Christian. Just as a baby learns to walk and talk, so does a baby Christian. He or she has to slowly grow into the new life. The only difference is, as Jesus warns, watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. Satan begins to try to undo this blessed baby Christian. In chapter 16 in John, verse 13, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. John 14:26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. In other words, the Holy Spirit will be the teacher of the Word of God, and he will provide the understanding of it. Here is an example of an evil spirit, Acts chapter 19, verse 16. And the men in whom the evil spirit leaped and overcame and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Evil spirits get into the spot that was meant for the Holy Spirit if it is empty. For example, is channeling deliberately with demonic spirits. They can possess individuals by moving into the area reserved for the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 7, verse 14 through 16, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? The teachers seem to be Christian, but are not. Time's up. To be continued next week, the same time and station. Tell your friends about us. You're invited to our free, monthly, very comprehensive newsletter, which includes Israel, at www.go-cephas.com, C-E-P-H-A-S, www.go-cephas.com, and be good time to visit final-call.us, final-call.us. God bless you and your family and friends. And till next time, thanks for listening. Shalom, Rita Williams.